Episode 2909, Get to the Heart of What Matters.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you are having a splendid start to your new year, and I hope you're able to catch your breath. Yes, it's Inspiration Motivation Day, and I want you to breathe in what God has in store for you. Get to the heart of what matters. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. You know, life isn't about right or wrong. Lock into where you want to be a living legacy. A new season brings about a new reason. Get to the heart of what matters. You know, in John 15, verse 5, it says, I am the vine, you are the branches. What you remove must be refined. With every cut creates opportunity. It comes from discerning what God desires for you. Your dreams matter. However, it's aligning them with His steps, not yours. You can't race on the track if your engine isn't running, right? Yet, that's how most of us are living our lives. We're living it on somebody else's expectations, on somebody else's fires. We sit back putting out their fires, trying to minimize the damage of the day, all the while accepting the status quo. We just keep doing what we do. We don't even think about it. In fact, you may not even know what you did over the last 3 days. Let alone the holidays. If I was to ask you what happened in 2022, now that we're in 2023, what would your highlights be? And when you list those highlights, would they be positive or negative? For most of us, we would list the negative. But you need to know what makes you tick, what sets your passion for your purpose in overdrive. You need to see the positive in the negative. Get to the heart of what matters. You got to stop being distracted and keep your actions real, always in motion. If you want to master today to impact tomorrow, you've got to get to the heart of what matters. Don't let what you can't see dilute what you're feeling or who you can be. God has big plans for you. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. He has a hope for you, a future. Every day you have a choice to live out what you want to leave behind. That's how you are a living legacy. But a lot of us are sitting here just kind of living our lives hoping that when we aren't here on earth, what we leave behind will count. But what if you can make what you do today impact tomorrow? Because you are a living legacy already. You're a superhero. Amelia Earhart said this, the most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is merely tenacity. If the most challenging thing is making that decision to act, then keep the momentum going by intentionally moving forward. You have to take aim. You have to get to the heart of what matters. You have to understand who you are, who you see in the mirror. You need to know if you're doing something because of someone else's expectations or because of your own. Even though you may experience insurmountable odds, that doesn't mean you give up and quit. Remember, you're a superhero, a living legacy. So make a pivot. Shift the direction you're headed. Don't be swallowed by failures, but ride the waves of lessons learned to gain momentum. So let's go back to your life verse. What did you write? And if you didn't, go listen to episode 2907. You need your life verse. One that takes Bible verses, one that takes some key words for you and you put it all together. It could be a couple sentences. It may be one mega sentence. It could be three words. What is important, though, is that it is yours. So once you have your life verse, I want you to extract the actions within the verse. And if for some reason you have a verse with no actions, then rewrite or add it to a specific action or goal you're going after. Because you cannot go out and accomplish what God has in store for you, His heavenly desires for you, His divine plans for you, if you're not in motion. When God says, be still, when He says, wait on me, that doesn't mean you're not doing anything. You're not supposed to be sitting on a couch gaining 0.03 pounds a day. Okay, that's not literally statistically correct, but you get my drift. Struggles are real. Life is real. Your life is precious. But as long as you have breath, you get to live, love, and impact. Get to the heart of what matters. And when you do that, it's the one step. It's not all the steps. You don't have to climb the mountain all at one time. It's one step at a time that leads to miles of greatness. You are on a journey. And it's a long journey. And you don't want to try to rush things. You want to set your pace God's way. So my prayer for you this day, as your new year begins with some uncomfortable pruning, continue to focus on God's divine plan for you. Change is a constant, but you, my friend, are a living legacy. Change does not define you. It simply refines you, rebuilds you, and renews you. Restoration starts in the heart. May you connect your heart with God's and get to the heart of what matters. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.